Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
So we sit down and we're going to watch SNL, and I was excited. I like Sabrina and she's awful cute, and I don't know her acting abilities because I've never saw like the Disney show that she's on or anything. And it opens with, it's like the one recurring bit that they do where this guy Domingo is clearly boning this other dude's wife, and they keep being like reasons for them to have parties and the girl, all her girlfriends are there for his 30th birthday, and they've come up with these songs, and they're all about this guy Domingo that she's clearly, every time they go away on a girls' weekend, she's hooking up with this guy Domingo.
But Domingo's married.
No, she's married to another guy. And
oh, I got
Domingo
it.
Domingo
okay.
is this guy who he's in love with her, and she's in love with him, and they
got it.
I know you. I know you're someone's wife. So, and in the end, he always joins. So this. And I'm like, oh, I hate this bit because it's so dumb.
I don't know this bit, but okay.
You don't need to know it either. So they open the show with it. This is the cold open for the show, which normally is usually very political. There's nothing political in it. So they open with this, and Sabrina Carpenter is one of the dancers, and it is a disaster. It's nobody can sing. They actually open with, I think it was like My Date with Domingo instead of The Fate of Ophelia.
You mean purposefully?
No.
Oh, you mean didn't practice it?
That seemed like they practiced. They had moves. They got all this choreography down, and like none of them can find the note. Like it's just a disaster. And I'm sure they'll say, no, they're all supposed to be terrible singers. I don't know.
That's how it's been in the previous ones.
Yeah, that nobody could ever find the note in these. But it does. But it seemed like she was even like, why can't I hear myself or whatever? It was not funny. And not a great start to it. So I was like, oh, that's too bad. And then she comes out and does her monologue. And it's cute. It's cute that she's wearing the cutest little sparkly outfit. And she's just such a tiny little doll. And she does this one line that's fantastic.
Everyone thinks of me as this like horn dog pop star. But there's really so much more to me. I'm not just horny. I'm also turned on. And I'm sexually charged. And I love to read. My favorite book is The Encyclopedia. It's so big and it's hard. And wait, seriously, okay, sorry. There is a real person underneath all the sparkles and the wigs and the corsets.
That likes to read. Anyway, it was very cute, her opening. And then we ended up watching the whole show.
Oh.
There were a lot of really funny skits in it. I thought, good for you. Fourth episode of the season. Finally, we laughed out loud at a couple of things. She's delightful in it. It was just skip that first. That opening thing was just like, oh, this again. So she also dropped a couple of F-bombs that aired on the East Coast. And on the live.
Really?
Yes. And on the live Peacock feed. By the time we got it, unfortunately, I was looking for it. It was during the second song, Nobody's Son, I think it's called. And she, the line in it is, let me see here. He sure effed me up. And she sang it twice. So it wasn't a mistake. on her part, but it did get taken out. They're saying people, the response is actually pretty good, but they're saying never leave Sabrina Carpenter unsupervised. She's going to drop the F-bomb on national television.
It's surprising for a, and I've noticed this about Olivia Rodrigo, who's, she doesn't owe my kids or me anything. I get it. She's singing, she's doing her art, but the kids love her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Disney star who's doing the same thing Miley did. I'm grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to do what I do, and you either decide. So I get it. But did she come from that background too?
I don't know her. Isn't she the other woman in all the Olivia Rodrigo songs?
I thought so, but I don't keep, I'm not, I can't keep up with that. Yeah. But was she a Disney star?
Yes, she was pretty popular on YouTube, and then she got cast in the Boy Meets World reboot, as the main girl's best friend.
Ah.
Yes, and she was excellent on that. And then
she was good at acting. There were a couple really cute sketches where she held her own.
Part of where I'm going with that is, so she knows how to edit herself.
Oh, there's no question.
She dropped those F-bombs on purpose. Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She knows what it means to be a pop star. She's leaning all the way in with the sexuality and the...
Not just horny. I'm also turned on and sexually charged. And I love to read the encyclopedia because it's big.
And hard.
Yeah. So funny. So I don't know if there are any like repercussions for her having done this. Yes.
But also, I'm confused. Don't they have like a button ready if you curse?
You would think.
They should have delay, yes.
They should.
So were they making a statement as a network?
I don't know. But I was very surprised because I watched it and I didn't already know the story. I just watched the show and I didn't hear her.
It is safe harbor. I think that's.
It is, but it's not safe for the F word.
They air it. Don't they air it live at 8 too?
Here it does air
or 9.
Live.
When is it?
You're right. 8:30. It's they'll air it at 8:30. I don't know if it made it on the. They say here it was not on the East Coast feed. So did they not air it at 8:30? Because it is true. You can watch it live. I think it might be on Peacock.
And one of the things with Safe Harbor is while you, and I don't know if you know what this is, but for broadcasters, it's what, after 10 o'clock
10,
or something like 10 that?
10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
But that doesn't mean that removes you from the complaints and the angry people who would tell you, clean up your act. Even if the government can't fine you, you might, you know, run across a Karen or two that have decided...
I'm going to report you to the manager.
Right. So it's anyway, good for her. I mean, it doesn't sound like she's going to suffer from it.
No, probably not.
And people are talking about it this morning.
Definitely.
It was all over the news.
After a week off this weekend, next Saturday is November 1st, and Miles Teller will be hosting for the second time. Brandi Carlile is going to be the musical guest. The week after that, Nikki Glaser with musical guest Somber and Alice Essential, both making their debuts on the show. Is Nikki Glaser the one who did the Tom Brady roast thing?
Yeah.
I like her. On November 15th, Glenn Powell will make his hosting debut. I wonder if they'll do any G5 stuff. And musical guest will be Olivia Dean. I don't know her. She's also a first timer. I'm sure Jane. It's Jane. She would know who that is.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.